it appears that Russia, notwithstanding the fact that they are part of the quartet, is not a friend of Israel. No way, no how. Now, Hamas is absolutely furious over the negotiations and the go-ahead approval for mediated negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, and they're going to do everything they can to cause violence and other actions to try to divert attention from any effort at peace. Because it's all about power. Whether Hamas will have power or whether the Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas will have power. Now, according to Middle East expert David Bukai, this last Thursday he was giving an interview, and he declared, as reported in Arut Sheva, Israeli National News, that Syria doesn't even want peace, only wants talks. Now, why would Syria want talks and not peace? He said it's because Syria's president, Assad, seeks negotiations with Israel in order to improve his country's image. By publicly demonstrating an interest in Middle East peace, he could gain an instant boost in ties with the West, but if he were to actually truly enter into a peace agreement, he would lose his support from Iran, and he ain't going to do it. In the meantime, the Turkish president canceled talks with President Shimon Peres of Israel today. But he still plans to meet Ahmadinejad from Iran. Amazing, isn't it? Viewpoint determines destiny. Thanks for joining us. Again, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Make sure you get your Jewish calendars and the book, The Feast of the Lord. The Feast of the Lord. Don't miss out on those two great publications. Be back with you tomorrow. God bless and pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing tonight?
Well, pretty good.
Well, certainly gold and silver have been going pretty strong this last couple of weeks. Why is that happening? You know, is this a canary in the mine shaft? Is this telling us that something's seriously wrong with the world financial system? Maybe it's going to come tumbling down?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I also think for the last 16 months or so that there's been a struggle between the U.S. dollar and gold. And I think that gold has won that struggle as being the preeminent currency of the world. And I think people are going to find that out in time. And so, with that said, I think that gold is going to continue to go higher. It had a good day today, nothing outstanding, but good. And I think tomorrow will be nominally good as well. And then I think there'll be some pressure later in the week as we come into next Monday when there is the expiration of gold and silver options. And there are thousands of options which are in the money. And I think that the option writers, which are the commercials, they have some serious problems. And I think that they're going to have to attack gold here if they want to knock some of those options out of the money. So I think you can look forward to that. In Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there's going to be a big struggle. And, of course, the government doesn't want gold going through $1,300 nor silver through $21. So we're at a very crucial point here. And so I think that they're going to lose. And I think if they do, it's going to be a giant psychological boost for gold buyers, many of whom are now official government purchases, something that hadn't been in the past. And so I think it's going to keep right on. I think we'll go through 1300, and maybe by the end of October, we might very well be somewhere around 1,500 or 1,600, somewhere up in there.
Well, that you're talking only about a month and a half from now.
That's right.
Okay, well, it's going to be very interesting to see. And I think, of course, the point you're making is that these markets have been rigged. They've been manipulated for a long period of time. The government knows what's going on, and they certainly go right along with it. This is not our government. This is the invisible government, this elite group that has seized control of the legitimate government of the United States. And they violate the laws with impunity, including manipulating the stock market. As Bob pointed out this afternoon, the stock market's been going up, but on low volume. Why would the stock market be going up on low volume? Might be going down on low volume, but not going up. Well, of course, because it's being manipulated up. And, of course, it's all playing games with our minds. And when the stock market's going up, we feel good. And when the stock market goes down, we feel terrible. And so they manipulate our emotions. So many people are governed by fear and greed. I think it's sort of a natural tendency. And the greed in us feels so good when the market looks good. And, but, of course, I think that one of these days people are going to be in for a sad awakening as things turn to real value. And so much of what we see today turns to ashes. Well, Bob, why don't you just pick up the discussion of what's going on in the world, and we'll go right ahead.
Well, I think it's significant that a Florida judge just found that J.P. Morgan Chase, which as servicer for Fannie Mae had committed fraud by foreclosing without holding a mortgage. And what happened was that they packaged these mortgages and they carved them up into pieces and put them in different bonds. Now, the companies like J.P. Morgan Chase, they don't know where the mortgages are. They can't find them. And so the judge, just the federal judge in Florida, said, hey, the game's over. You can't foreclose on these properties until you can produce the mortgage paper. And so that's going to have real ramifications. GMAC, as an example, has halted all foreclosures in 23 states. And that means that they just simply can't foreclose until they find the paperwork. The people can live in the homes. I also saw that, and I don't have the minute details here, but I also saw that Blackstone, is it Blackstone? I think that's what they're called, had increased positions of over 5% in many New York Stock Exchange stocks. And what's going on there, and I'm guessing at this, but, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I think the U.S. government is giving them the money, and they in turn are going in and propping up the stock market. And that's what they have resorted to. And I think that's what that is. I think you're going to see some smoke coming out of that one. And so we've got that coming up shortly in the news, probably tomorrow. And so we'll see what goes on with that. I mean, it's just incredible, the arrogance of government and the powers behind government, Wall Street, banking, insurance, etc. And they just keep on doing what they want to do.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was just saying that J.P. Morgan Chase was trying to foreclose on a number of homes, but of course, because of the collateralized debt obligations, which these are sort of bundled bonds, which they bought, but they don't have the mortgage papers on that. They've got the bonds, but they don't have any mortgage papers, and so they can't prove that they own the property, and they want to foreclose on it. They can't, certainly. And as a result, there was a judge in Florida who said, you can't foreclose on these homes until you show us mortgage papers. And the same thing with GMAC. And this thing has got so complicated. And they've got all these electronic statements out there, but they do not have the plain old paperwork that says, oh, we lent money on this home, and they owe us so much money, and they've paid so much money, and this is what they owe us, and they haven't paid it, so we're going to foreclose. And if you don't have the paperwork, you can't foreclose. And so this is really going to put real problems into a lot of what's going on today, as these banks, of course, have created money out of nothing, have led it to unsuspecting homeowners. Many of them were encouraged to buy homes they couldn't afford to buy, and of course, then when the bank foreclosed on those homes, and suddenly, well, the banks can't foreclose. At least if they don't have the paperwork, they may have the collateralized debt obligations and the mortgage-backed securities, but if they don't have the mortgages on the homes, they're out of luck. So this is going to create a real problem. Well, certainly, Bob, as we look and see what's going on today, we see the price of gold and silver going up. We find suddenly the economy is not doing well at all. You keep I've mentioned several times that the unemployment rate in young men, either 16 or 18 to about 24, is what, 52%?
Yeah, 52.4%. And, you know, I thought it was high in Spain. It's around 36%. But I didn't realize it was that high in the United States. Incidentally, I just found the figure, and I wrote it this evening. There are 41,465 calls for gold in the money or within striking range.
Now, these are options is what you're talking about. People have bought
right.
options.
These are options. And, you know, they've got to try to beat the price down. And, of course, the professionals who are long to market, what they're saying is, well, we can't let that happen. And so there's going to be a big fight Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it's going to be something to behold. There's been a lot of other levels that they've tried to hold the price at. And, of course, they're using derivatives or futures. And eventually, each time, they have been thwarted. And it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. I think they're going to be beaten down again, and because they just keep on pouring shorts in the futures market on a net basis. And I don't know what the exact figure is, but the record is 608,000, and they've got to be somewhere around 580, 585, somewhere in there. And so they have continued to short the market, which I think really with the strength that gold has exhibited in the last couple of months here, or particularly the last month and a half, that they're going to be suicidal. And, of course, they're not. The bottom line really is that it's the U.S. government that's shorting the market. I mean, you know, you look back at what we've seen over the last 50 years, and you say to yourself, I never thought that this could degenerate the sexual level. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, Blackstone is buying more than 5% of, I don't know how many companies, in, but it's hundreds of them. And so it's obvious what they're doing.
Well, you know, Chris, the thing is that right now, of course, as far as gold and silver is concerned, for the first time you have a lot of major hedge funds going in there. I think John Paulson has something about $5 billion or something invested in gold. But I think he's actually buying it through ETFs, three or four of them, but apparently some of these ETFs are actually purchasing the gold and holding it, and he's invested in that. And with $5 billion, that's a fair amount of gold. And then, of course, China is accumulating gold, and other countries throughout the world, for the first time, are accumulating gold because they have lost confidence in the American dollar. And when that starts to happen, why, of course, the price of gold goes up, then more and more countries are going to lose confidence in the American dollar. Actually, Japan is doing, because they were actually buying dollars recently, why they strengthened the American dollar, buying a fair number of American dollars, and they're driving the price of their currency down, because that's so their exports will be better and our exports will be more expensive. But it's all artificial. You see, the Japanese can create money out of nothing and then use it to buy American dollars to drive the price of our currency up. But one day this whole house of cards is going to come down, because there's nothing behind any of the currencies at all other than faith and trust. And I think that's rapidly being lost throughout the world. What are your thoughts, Bob? Well, this is empty. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob, here's the time to talk to him. But certainly I think a lot of countries are losing faith in the dollar and looking for an alternative currency of some sort, so there will be at least some stability to the monetary system.
Well, I think you're right, and I think Congress confidence has been waning for the last almost a year and a half, and I think that's going to continue. That's why the Federal Reserve, although they won't admit it, this past year has bought 80% of the U.S. Treasuries. And, of course, they admit to having purchased $1.8 trillion in MBS and CDOs, which are what they call toxic waste. And of course, they won't tell you what they paid for them, because it's a big secret. And they say that because they're above the law, essentially. And, well, that's going to come to court, and we're going to find out that they're not above the law.
Now, of course, what you're speaking of is the MBS, that's mortgage-backed securities, CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, and these are these bundled, fraudulent housing loans that were actually created, certainly by they knew that certainly most of these bonds were not viable because they were made up of mortgages and the people were not going to be able to make the mortgage payments. It was a predatory lending practices. They were lending, they were letting people who could not afford a home buy a home. Sometimes they're even paying them to buy the home. And of course, nothing down or very little down and low down payments, or certainly no payments for a year. All you had to do was pay the interest, or you didn't have to pay the interest. All you'd made was the payments, and all sorts of gimmicks to get people, to buy the home. And then you had an adjustable rate 3 or 4 years down the line. And then, of course, you had all these people who had homes. They couldn't afford them. And now, of course, the collateralized debt obligations, the mortgage-backed securities, really had little of any value, maybe 20 cents on the dollar. And all that money has just disappeared. Well, it was never real money to begin with. It was all this artificial credit that banks can create as they create money out of nothing. And then they have the audacity to charge this interest on the money they create out of nothing. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and go right ahead, Bob.
Well, we're still doing it. That's what the problem is. For the last 2 years, Fannie, Freddie, Ginny, and FHA have been writing loans that are subprime and ALTA-type loans, and they allow very low down payments, somewhere between $100,000 house, $3,500 on a $200,000 house, $7,000. And you know, when you don't have any cash in it, and it goes underwater, the house, they just walk away. And that's why 50% of these loans are going to go down. And, you know, the government doesn't care. They just want people in those houses to say that, look what we did, and it's going to be okay. And, of course, the American taxpayer is going to end up paying for all that. And it's the same thing with the MBS. They bought them for 80 cents on the dollar. And they got out, if they're going to sell them back to the banks for 20 cents on the dollar.
These are the banks that they bought them from. It's simply a means by which they take the taxpayers' money and they use it to fund the banks. And basically, this is the greatest scam in the world. It is the massive transfer of the wealth of the American people to the ruling elite, the ruling banking elite. Back, we have a book that was written back in 1899 by Mr. Walther called The Coming Battle. And what was the battle? It was the battle of the banks to take over control of our government. Today, they control the government. And you look at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Brotherhood of Darkness. They control certainly all of the major banks. Not most, but all of the major banks in the United States. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Bob, it looks like what they may have about a million people will lose their homes this year. It looks like what about almost 900,000 lost them this last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just terrible, and it's not going to go away, and it's going to go on for another 2 or 3 years. There's just no end to it.
Right.
And then you know you say, well, 3 years from now, that'll stop. But the problem is, how long is it going to bump along the bottom?
Right. I think it was 90,000 lost their homes this last month, and that'll come out to pretty close to about 1 million at the end of the year. And basically, there's no end in sight, because we're not coming out of this recession. I mean, they're trying to convince you they're coming out of the recession. They're trying to get people back spending money again, and more people. Some of them are using their credit cards. But even with all the inducements we have to get people back spending, they're not spending like they used to. And although Bob points out that, you know, spending is up, it's certainly nowhere where it was, and certainly the small businesses, they continue closing on a regular basis. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think that's part of the syndrome that we're into here. And, you know, for 7 years, the Federal Reserve is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Branches in Tehran, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the others were going to be opening offices, banking offices in Iran, allowed to violate Sharia law and set up banks based upon usury, in other words, charging interest. But the date on the article that was quoted to justify it was well over a year old, and we just don't know whether it's true or not. Let's hope it is true. And there's not going to be a war that they're going to change their plans. Be that as it may, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, Bob was talking about the unemployment rate of young men, 16 to about 24, 16, perhaps 18 to 24, well over 52%, 52.4% here in the United States. How about the rest of the unemployment? Are some of the businesses opening up and hiring people at the present time?
No. I think the major problem is large corporations are not hiring; they're firing, and they continue to do so under free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. And until we erect strong tariffs on goods and services, this drain is going to continue. They need 285,000 jobs a month for the next 5 years just to stay even. Now, that's colossal. And the unemployment figure is 21.625%. If you use U6 and you get rid of the birth-death ratio, which is totally bogus. Now, of course, the people see in the major media that the government uses M3 to describe unemployment, which is 9.75%, but that is not a true figure. That's just short-term unemployment. And there's other factors to it, and it's not getting any better. It's going to get worse. I mean, if you're a young fellow or a lady today, and let's say whatever field you're in, you go for a job, you're competing with 100 or 200 people. I mean, the final stage to try to get the job after they culled everybody out, might be anywhere between 50 and 100 people who are in the last draw, and there's only one job there. And so this is what it's degenerated to, and I now find that the Democrats want to, and probably are, going to attach the military, I think it's the Military Appropriations Bill.
Military Appropriations Bill, right.
Right.
That's the dream legislation.
The ability to legalize the illegal Indians.
And about 2.5 million young people who came here with their other parents, and they're going to, of course, find that if they join the military, they can become citizens and of course stay here. So what we're doing is bringing in a lot more workers, and we don't have the jobs for them. Are you there, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, we're just getting a little static. Well,
you are, because we're in the middle of just started a tropical thunderstorm. Not too much thunder, but boy, there's a lot of rain.
Okay, fine. Well,
so that explains it.
Okay. Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and let's go to Joe calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Jeff. I have a question for your guest. I've been in this for about 20 years, and it looks like there's a moon to throw a new job of energy by the others.
Energy, you say?
Yeah, that's on energy. I think there's a place called the Sierra, they call it, and there's a lot of baseball surrounding to it. And I've been trying to piece up growing it. You know, the climate change going offshore, spreading and planting, kind of hooking their trailer, and this happened in the Federal Reserve.
Oh, well, let's ask Bob about this. What about this idea of trying to establish a monetary system based upon oil? What do you think about that?
Well, I think more than that, they are trying to establish that system based upon carbon credits.
Yeah, carbon.
Right.
Yeah, and rather than oil itself.
Yeah, carbon dioxide, complete jurisdictional control.
Yes. And
every
that's what tax everybody.
Carbon. Everybody. Yeah. We're producing carbon talking right now.
Right. And basically, of course, Al Gore is going to become a multi-billionaire. That's what the whole scam is all about, because he's one of the major people in buying and selling carbon credits. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be right back here. Dr. Stan, and let's see if the static is still there. Hi, Bob. Are you still there?
I certainly am.
All right, fine. And Joe, are you still there? Did you have another question for Bob?
I'm hanging on. Thank you. I enjoyed it. Anyway, what I was asking was, because I've been following, it looks like there's going to be a crushing of America and then a global economic crisis. And nobody's going to have any faith in the fiat currency. They need to back it with something that would actually make too much sense and be too traditional. And I think that this just seeing themselves to be raising it on carbon for jurisdiction and, you know, something.
Well, can you actually possess those carbon credits? Are they something material, or are they just a piece of paper? All right, fine. You're better off with something tangible. Maybe you'd be better off with plutonium or with palladium or platinum or maybe even gold and silver, because believe me, when this whole house of cards comes down, you're going to have a hard time marketing carbon credits. Anything else? That's my opinion. What about yours, Bob?
agree, and it's never going to fly. It was exposed, and in that process of exposure, people said, no, we don't want that. It just never really got off the ground, neither did cap and trade. You know, this is what this oil incident in the Gulf of Mexico was really all about. They were trying to get them, get the people to agree to have these, this carbon credit rules put into law. And if you remember, right after it started, the president put a moratorium on drilling, which was dumber than dumb. And then he also talked about implementing these carbon credits. And what he did was just totally alienate everybody. And it was totally unsuccessful.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bob, I want you to go ahead and get out your website and tell people how to get in touch with you so they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and hopefully go ahead and subscribe to it.
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. Of course, the emphasis is on business and finance, I having been involved in that for over 50 years. And if you'd like to get a free introductory copy of our publication, all you have to do is go to our site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can go to www.int.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. Or if you have a question, and we answer everyone, you can go to Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. And you can also call 800-375-4188. That's toll-free, 800-375-4188. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, where it runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet that goes out twice a month. And everything that you need to know every week is in that publication.
And, of course, Bob was just saying that he thought that the whole oil spill down there in the Gulf was a scam. Well, of course, it's, a lot of people find that hard to believe, but we did have this fire and all the people killed there. But when was the last time you remember we've had a fire on an oil rig down in the Gulf? Well, and yet, of course, not too long ago, we had another fire on an oil rig there in the Gulf. And then recently, we had still another fire. Three fires on oil rigs there when we had never had one before. Sort of like Jim Keith. Jim Keith wrote a book called OK Bomb, where he quoted Timothy McVeigh as telling his sister that he was part of a secret government operation involved in illegal activity. And shortly thereafter, Jim Keith died under strange circumstances. And, well, of course, lots of people die, and just like lots of times, you could get a fire on an oil rig, I guess. But then, of course, a few months later, why, his secretary, his publisher died under mysterious circumstances, and a short time after that, his ex-wife died under mysterious circumstances. It's sort of hard to believe that's all just coincidence, just like the oil rigs down there. I think Bob's absolutely right. Joe, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I was listening. I'm kind of missed. I must not have been very clear, but the system that I was talking about coming to be was after a total global financial collapse. They have to replace it with something, and I think the collapse is coming. We're kind of bending our way into it.
Okay, fine. Well, it'll be interesting, but if I were you, I would get a little bit of gold and silver just in case.
I, I took care of that in 2000.
God bless. Well, then you're probably smiling from ear to ear right now. God bless. Thanks very much for calling. That was Joe from Post Falls. Let's go to Henry calling from Connecticut. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Henry. Do you have a question for Bob?
Yeah, I have a question. First, I have a comment. When I hear all this stuff that's going on, and Chapman has an excellent newsletter, but there's something wrong with this country and some of the older people in it that are running it, in the Illuminati anyway, that all they care about is downsizing everything and making everything crap just because all their beliefs of this and man lazy and needs to better himself and we have to control society. It's all righteous and principle-based, even if it's Luciferian or evil and even if they kill people. And a lot of people, I have to tell you, I talk to a lot of people in embassies because I have some connections, you know, not in the government, but talk to people from, you know, Belgium, from Germany. And they really think the Americans are idiots with all that. Even George Clooney made a comment from Italy when he was living in Italy. I don't know what all that stuff is. But anyway, I have a question for Chapman something. Are you aware of what happened in Sweden recently? There was a thing where there's a political party that's trying to stop some of the stuff that's going on. I believe they might be anti-EU, and they got 20 seats in the parliament. I think they're calling it the right-wing party or something. It's not a right-wing party per se, but they're anti-Muslim immigration. And, you know, I listen to the Radio Sweden every night on 6.010 before your show, you know, before the show that I'm talking on now. You know, so I want to know, and also, what do you see, you know, what might happen in the future? I mean, let's say, before, you know, after your current issue, I'm saying down the line.
Okay, well, Bob, are you aware that there's
a new party over there
in Switzerland coming along?
No, Sweden.
Sweden, sorry, go ahead.
Right, yeah, they just got more than 4% of the vote, which that percentage is necessary so that they can be in Parliament, so to speak.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yes, they disturbed about the immigration problem, both legal and illegal, and their upset is our other Scandinavian countries with the crime committed by these people, most of whom come from Africa.
Right.
And there's been a number.
I didn't know that.
Not only rapes, but gang rapes.
Oh, really?
And the people are sick and tired of it. And you saw the French make a move here recently.
With the Roma.
And they said that these 2,000 people there who wear burqas couldn't do that anymore.
Right.
And, you know, 2,000 is not very many people in a nation of 30 million people, so... there was something else in mind, and that is we want to retain our culture, and you people are going to have to slow down in pushing your agenda. And if you don't do that, there's going to be major problems. And there already is major problems, and I think they're going to get a lot worse, not only in France and Holland and Scandinavia and perhaps even Germany and Italy and Spain and Portugal. They all have the same problem.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Okay, well, and I think that basically, of course, wherever the Muslim come in, they want to have Sharia law, and actually
right.
England has given them Sharia law. Well, they want to have Sharia law here, too, just for the Muslims. And I say, if you want to come to America, you abide by our laws, not Sharia law. And if you want to live under Sharia law, you go back to a Muslim country. You want to live here? Fine. You abide by our laws. But you see, they don't want to abide by our laws. They have their own laws because, of course, they have a different culture. And that is why Samuel Huntington, in his classic book, The Class of Civilizations, said, you know, the worst thing we could do is try to integrate our society into theirs or theirs into ours, because it will lead to a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, okay. let me also mention this to him, too. Last time you and I spoke, you asked me, have I been in Europe for 50 years and about the Roma, and I wasn't offended. I'm not Roma anyway, I'm German. But what I'm saying is that, what is it about the Roma? I know the Roma does cause problems, but what happened when we were on that other show, you didn't finish. I didn't hear your remaining comment because you asked me, have you been in Europe for 50 years and you know about the problems with the Roma? So maybe you could mention that because I didn't hear your ending reply. You know, you have good replies and you're pretty intelligent. So go ahead.
The problem has been perpetually they become law. They are lawbreakers,
right?
And they make a life's work out of being lawbreakers,
right?
And you know, they during the Second World War, they talk about the Germans going after the Jews. Well, they went after the Romans as well.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't want them around. They cooked them up too.
Yeah, I know. So, he was extreme. Well, Hitler was extreme. You know, he went crazy.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the point is that they are very, very much disliked in Europe because of what they do.
Yeah, I know.
Are you talking about gypsies?
Yes, the gypsies.
Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
Right, with gypsies, which, by the way, I'm not affiliated with the National Alliance at all. I don't agree with everything one what they say, but I'll tell you this about the National Alliance book, Vanguard, the catalog. This is what it says. They have a lot of other books that they sell on European history and different issues that are non-Nazi, you know, one way or the other, on either side of the fence, but that are very, very good books, like books by Webster with the French Revolution. They had a book there on the gypsies, written by a guy who's a gypsy, and he says it was some tribe that came from India or somewhere. Now, what I wanted to say is this, too. I heard on Deutsche Welle that Angela Merkel, unless it's Merkel, maybe it's not Merkel, maybe she's not for it, but I think she was for it, of making some kind of ID card because they want to be able to tell the difference between illegal aliens in Germany, even if they're white and from other parts of Europe, compared to the people that are legally supposed to be there.
Okay, well, I think this is going to be happening all throughout the world. Hey, we've got other callers,
okay,
but
yeah,
thank you so very much, Henry.
Great,
and let's go to
nice
Herman,
coffee.
Who's calling from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question? Herman, do you have a question or comment? And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. This weekend it was announced that the Obama administration has passed regulations that all of the old oil wells in the Gulf must be plugged, and that's over 2,500 of them. If they haven't been used in 5 years, they must be permanently sealed. And the oil industry is saying, wait a minute, some of these oil wells could be reopened in the future. If you seal them, that's it, and it's going to cost billions of dollars. Second item, California was announced on the news locally. They just are completing tearing down 6 dams in the upper California, northern California area that used to produce electricity for 22,000 homes. And they're now tearing them down at great cost, $125 million, putting fish ladders in, et cetera, and returning them to their pristine pre-man state.
But, Herman, do you know why they're doing that? They want to drive up the cost of electricity, and hydroelectric power is very, very low. They do not want cheap electricity. They do not want nuclear electricity. They do not want us to have ready access. They want to drive the price up. That's what the smart meters are all about. The average individual doesn't understand. It's all to raise the prices, so of course it will be, you know, we just will have to lower our living standards, turn off your air conditioning, you know, get a small little refrigerator, and you can live just like they do in Africa or perhaps in other peasants in China. Anything else, Sherman? But once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. One thing, Herman, let's get Bob's comment on what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, how would you comment on that? That tearing out the dams here in California.
As far as the dams are concerned, I mean, it's these echo nuts, and also the excuse to do away with the cheap power, and that means that power would have to gotten from another source, maybe a nuclear reactor, or from oil.
But we can't have nuclear reactors. We can subsidize them throughout the world. We can build them throughout the world. We can give them money to build them throughout the world. We just can't have nuclear reactors here because we're not smart enough to know what to do with the spent fuel rods. Everybody else is smart enough, but the Americans aren't smart enough. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, that's true. And these sorts of things are going to continue. I mean, you've lived in California for over 60 years, and I lived there for 36 years, and I saw, and you have seen, these tremendous oblique changes. They have virtually destroyed the state, particularly in Southern California, and it's going to continue. And I don't see it stopping until it collapses.
I think you're absolutely right. And Governor Schwarzenegger is doing everything he can to go along with this. He could have stopped this foolishness about the 3N smelt and just said, we're not going to let you turn off the water to the Central Valley of California. We're not going to let you destroy the greatest agricultural producer anywhere in the world. But he didn't do it. A girly man, a he-man would have done it. A girly man wouldn't have. And Arnold Schwarzenegger did not have the courage to stand up and say, we're not going to let you destroy California. I'm the governor. I was appointed by the people. I was elected by the people. And I'm going to do what's right for our citizens. Arnold Schwarzenegger did not have the courage to do that. Herman, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask Bob, what does he think about Jerry Brown? I saw an ad today, and Jerry Brown said, in his last years, he thinks he can make a difference.
Well, so did his father in his last years. And I know Jerry's father, Pat, and he was just another typical politician, just like Jerry is. And Jerry's had a very interesting and very unusual life. And he's a good administrator. But he's an arrogant, nasty human being. I've met him personally. And whether he's still like that, and I don't know. I don't know what the alternative is. Did the woman win the Republican primary?
You mean Meg Whitman, yeah.
Yeah, she did?
Right. Everything she says sounds great. I just don't know if she believes
well,
what she
says. Well,
wait
a minute now. I don't care how it sounds. She's funded by Goldman Sachs.
Is she really?
And so isn't Jerry Brown.
Oh, well, it does sound like...
I mean, you know, I don't even live in California and I know this.
Well, Bob, maybe because you don't live in California, you know the things. Living here in California, I've been wondering, you know, what's going on. She claims she's put up over, I think, $109 or $119 million of her own money. You mean it's not all of her own money?
Well, that's where she made it, at Goldman.
Well, she was
with Eber. Brown's sister works on some kind of a contract with Goldman.
Okay. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And actually, Meg Whitman worked for eBay. That's where she got all of her money. She was the CEO of eBay. Anyway, Herman, do you have anything else to say?
Something that could really change things. And, you know, you like to say...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that? A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Here, and it's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we do hope you can come. We're bringing in speakers from across the country, and it'll be all day long. We'll open the doors at 8 o'clock. We'll get started at 8:30, and of course, we'll go through till 5 or 5:30. And if you can come, why, we're serving lunch. You're going to have reservations. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'm sorry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have so many telephone numbers, it's hard to keep them all straight because, of course, we do a number of different networks. But to reach us, 1-800-544-8927. And I just mentioned that we, Sydney, we are listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, why we've had, things have been a little tight recently. A lot of our listeners are having financial problems. We understand that. So if you're in a position to help and you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, if you'd like to join or help us, our number 1-800-544-8927. You should read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and read our newsletters and listen to our programs there. You can listen 9 hours a day, and you can listen to it on live on the, if you have an iPhone with unlimited time, why you can call 1-760-LOW. S-O-1-1, that's 760-LOW-S-O-1-1. You can get that number at our webpage. And of course, you can listen all day long to our radio programs, at least our Genesis programs. We're on shortwave, we're on the Internet, we're on satellite. A lot of people do listen on satellite, special inexpensive satellite. And of course, you can. We have a 24-hour day link on the satellite, and you'll hear our program, Butch Paul, Chuck Chrismeyer, Sidney Joyce Riley. So please go to our website, learn about our ministry, and then hopefully you'll want to help Radio Liberty. We carry a number of DVDs, dozens of them. You haven't seen my talk on the specter haunting America. Have you ever wondered why there's so much Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease, especially in younger people today? Have you ever wondered why there's such many children with autism exploding? I mean, 1 in 66 boys has autism. Why there's so much allergy and certainly allergies among our children? Are these things just happening? Why is there so much autoimmune disease? Well, you need to hear my talk, The Specter Haunting America. And then, of course, you need to hear my talk on the planned population reduction. You need to hear our talk, None Dare Call It Genocide. And, of course, our talk on the planned police state comes with a great syllabus. You need to understand that, have you got a new laptop computer? Have you noticed that little, little button right at the top of the computer? That's the camera that they can use to watch you. And ladies and gentlemen, most modern computers have a little camera now where they can watch you even when you're, as long as the top is up, why they can watch you even when your computer is off. They can do the same thing with your cell phone. They can listen to your conversations even when your cell phone is off, and they can track you even when your cell phone is off. Why would they be doing that? Well, we've got a great DVD. It's called The Surveillance Society, put out by a good friend, Dr. Kathleen Albrecht, the surveillance society. And believe me, they're watching us with those satellites. Oh, we put them up to watch the wicked Russians. Of course, they never tell you that we were financing the wicked Russians and communists all the time. Oh, we were, of course, watching them with the satellites, and now they're using them to watch the American people. Doesn't make sense. So many things going on just don't make sense. Or maybe they do when you understand. Please, of course, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so we're going to be back here for the next hour. We're going to be exploring Agenda 21 right here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully this next hour they're going to be the views of a young man I was with this weekend. His name is Kevin Elkers, and he's going to talk about, mother's telephone number, another telephone. Could you just call Barbie? Oh, well, that was my producer, and he's telling me that the telephone number isn't working, so they can have to check with my little computer. We do have certainly the number there, and perhaps they ought to call the number again, but certainly hopefully we'll have another number. Anyway, we're going to be talking about this master plan for what's going on today. How do we understand this whole idea of global warming, which really is a total scam? Certainly there's so much evidence that the scientific material that's been putting out, you know, and certainly trying to raise our concern about the extinction of the polar bear, whereas actually they have more polar bears now than they've ever had before. It was simply a political decision to put them on the endangered species list. In fact, everything is a political decision. When you work for the government, you do what you're told, and if you tell the truth, you lose your job. And, of course, they try to give you the truth. Oh, the idea that, the scientists who wanted to get the truth out that we were all going to die from global warming, they were being persecuted by the wicked George Bush. Well, I don't believe that for one minute, not that George Bush wasn't wicked, because he really was a wicked individual. I met him, and he looked me right in the eye and lied to me and lied to the people who were with me. But be that as it may, certainly the global warming is a scam, and basically the global warming began about 1600 as we went from the new ice age to beginning to warming again. But certainly in the last 30 years there's been no significant global warming. In fact, we've had a lot of very, very cool weather during this period of time. And I think it's vitally important that people understand that a lie told it often enough is still a lie. They are using the threat of global warming because they want to destroy Western civilization. Certainly this whole thing, I think, could be summarized. There's an article in West Magazine, we have copies of it, where Maurice Strong told a reporter that he had a recurrent dream. And that was that he and a group of very wealthy people looked at what was happening in society and said, mankind is destroying society. It's cutting down the forest. It's digging up the minerals. It's polluting the air. What we should do, if we really care about civilization, is destroy Western civilization. And that's really what they're doing today. Of course, he basically was talking about doing it by destroying the economic system, but he was also an environmentalist. And this is the basic plan. Now, it really all began back about 1971 with the Club of Rome, and of course, at that time, Maurice Strong was a member there, and they came up with a book called The Limits of Growth, and basically said that the world is running out of air. The world is running out of water. The world is running out of oil. And the only thing we can do is begin to restrict consumption, and that way we can save the world. What we need is sustainable development. Development has to fall within certain bounds so that we will not simply run out of the natural resources in the foreseeable future. Well, fortunately, we have Kevin with us right now. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and we're going to be covering this whole idea of Agenda 21. Of course, Kevin is really, he's up in the Santa Rosa area. He's works in that region with some of our friends. And getting the information out, most people find it difficult to believe there could be an organized effort to destroy Western civilization. But if we can certainly limit the use of natural resources, we can, of course, limit the development of water resources and oil resources, and convince people that CO2 is toxic, we can convince them of anything. So, Kevin, you pick up the story. How did you get involved in this?
Well, actually, what happened was I thought all I was doing was researching immigration when I couldn't figure out why we were marching in illegal aliens were marching in the streets, and our public officials were supporting them, and nothing was making sense. So I thought I was just going to spend a few hours researching the immigration issue, and I happened to come across Michael Shaw's website, Freedom Advocates. At the time, I think it was called Santa Cruz Freedom 21, something like that.
It was initially, and then it became the Freedom Advocates. Go ahead.
Okay. And anyway, I actually read what it was about, and I said, wow, this sounds like science fiction. Can't be happening. So all you had to do is go to the United Nations Agenda 21 website and find it yourself and just read what these guys were saying. It was like, this is crazy. And so... At first, I was kind of debating, do I want to tell my public officials, because I had no idea it was happening in Napa County, which is where I actually live, not Santa Rosa. We're about 20 miles to the east of Santa Rosa. But anyway, what I told my wife is, well, I'll take Michael Shaw's public guide to my county supervisor, Bill Dodd, and I said, well, I'll show it to him and see what happens, and my wife is like, well, he's going to think you're a conspiracy theorist, Kevin. Anyway, I took it by his office. He wasn't there, but the next morning he calls me up and he says, Kevin, Agenda 21 is already the plan for Napa, California. And I'm like, already the plan?
And was he in favor of the plan?
Yes, he was.
All right, fine. And so basically, he was telling you that all these things that you thought were so incredible really were true, and he was well aware of it, and probably many of the other people in government were. It was just that the public, you as representing the public, and most people had no idea what was happening. Would that be a fair appraisal?
That would be fair. I listened to Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage for probably 15 years. I also read the San Francisco Chronicle every day for that time frame. I was reading the Napa Valley Register, and so I thought I was pretty well aware of what was going on in this country.
But of course, you're really not. If you listen to Sean Hannity and Michael Shaw and Michael Savage and read the San Francisco Chronicle, why, you have no idea what's going on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Kevin basically has sort of stumbled across this whole idea of Agenda 21. Now, what is Agenda 21? Agenda 21 is just the agenda for the 21st century. It is a agenda. It is being implemented all across America, indeed all across the world. It's the United Nations program. And, of course, it's known to the insiders, but not to the general public, because, of course, Kevin Eggers, who is our guest, had said that, you know, he reads the San Francisco Chronicle and the Napa paper, and he listens to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage, and they never mentioned Agenda 21, that there is this this program that is being implemented to change the structure of our lives, a local program going along with this idea of think globally about this wonderful new global government that's coming, but act locally to take control of your local communities. That's what it's all about. Think globally, act locally. So Kevin then suddenly realizes, after going to his one of his local officials, who tells him, "Why, Kevin, Agenda 21 is the program here in Napa where you live, and it's being implemented." What did you say at that point?
Okay, well, at that time, this was just about probably about 3 months after I started really doing the research. And so I was thinking, actually, at the time that, well, maybe I just missed something completely, and that maybe most of the people in this town knew what was going on, and I was the one in the dark. So I basically, I started doing other research and trying to find out other things that were going on in this country, and asked people, because of my job that I have, I meet people every day, and I would ask them, "Do you know what Agenda 21 is, or that it's the plan for Napa?" And other counties that I work in, I would ask the same question, "Do you know what Agenda 21 is?" And nobody knew. I mean, I've probably talked to out of 500 or 600 people in a year's time, nobody knew what it was. So I realized that this really was a plan that was being implemented that most people don't know what it is. And so I actually wrote a few articles on it. In fact, one of my first articles I wrote, because I saw how because Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage weren't talking about this stuff, I realized that both the right and left media in this country was controlled. And so I wrote an article short that I entitled, "Are We Cattle or Are We Americans?" And I put how basically both the Republican and Democrat parties were headed the same direction, and most people didn't realize it. And that was the take I had on it. And so I basically tried to find out more information about what was going on in this country and figure out, well, how do we get to this point where we have this Agenda 21 program going on in America? Nobody knows about it. And even when I wrote about it, it seemed like nobody cared about it. So I actually did finally attend my first Birch Society meeting, and I realized that they had no idea what Agenda 21 or sustainable development.
And how could that be that even the Birch Society wouldn't understand what you were talking about?
Yeah, I was surprised. In fact, my first question was at the meeting, "Don't you guys do anything locally? Like, because you have this United Nations plan in Napa here, and you guys aren't even talking about it." And they just looked at me funny, like, "Well, what is it?" And so, you know, you can go to their website right now, and you won't find United Nations Agenda 21 on their website, and you won't find sustainable development. And it doesn't make sense unless I believe that there is some control in that organization. I mean, that's all I can believe. So I know it sounds crazy, but that's...
Well, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are sane, and everybody thinks we're crazy, but go right ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, that's
so. Anyway, basically, you're trying to get the word out. You're trying to tell people about Agenda 21. Their eyes glass over, and this can't be true, because, after all, how could this thing of this magnitude be going on? And Rush Limbaugh isn't telling us, and certainly Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and all the others would be telling us about this if it were really true. And yet, of course, now you've been told by one of your local government officials, this is the program for Napa County. It is being implemented. And what does it involve? What does Agenda 21 involve?
Well, it involves basically meeting the requirements of the United Nations local Agenda 21 plan. So basically, they're telling it's basically a land control or by regulations that they've put in place that's going to basically suffocate our private property rights eventually.
But it's much more than that. It involves, you know, our water use. It involves getting us out of cars. It involves getting people riding bicycles, you know, and Sydney doing everything they can to discourage people from using cars. And Sydney, I mean, it involves Sydney taking away our, restricting our ability to maintain our standards of living. Everything is to grind down the standard of living of the American people, and yet most people have no idea these things are even going on.
Yeah, what you find out is that sustainable development, you find out human life pretty much isn't sustainable. and yeah, they at least, some of the people write that they're talking about 85% population reduction. I mean, that sounds crazy, but they put it in there, and then they want to take us back a 100 years or 200 years. You know, why do we want to go backwards? Why don't we want to improve our quality of life? Why do we want to take away our quality of life?
Well, because they think things were better off, far better off, before the wicked white man came, when the buffalo roamed the range, and certainly they did not have the contamination, the pollution that white man had brought. They really have a different world view as far as the sort of world they want us to live in now, not the elite, because the elite are pushing this thing. They are, of course, going to have their jet planes. Certainly Al Gore's going to have his jet planes and his mansion and his fleet of Hummers and other gas-guzzling vehicles. But it's just the common people are going to have to change their way of life so we can have sustainable resources for the elite. Would that be a fair concept?
I would say that, yeah, they're going to live the nice life, and they're planning on us living basically redistributing the wealth upward.
Well, can you basically cover some of the things in Agenda 21 besides taking away our property rights?
Okay, well, at least in this town here, what I went through the minutes, the city minutes that we have, and I Googled ICLEI, which is easy to do in probably a lot of different towns, and you find out who some of the people are that are involved, and I found out that the Gasser Foundation, which is our biggest foundation in Napa County here, had basically endorsed the, and of course I left this out, but had endorsed ICLEI coming to our city, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives.
Oh, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. In other words, this is international, bringing these ideas into the local community, local environmental initiatives, and it's those environmental initiatives that were to be used to transform the local community. And basically, would you like to tell us a little bit about ICLEI and, of course, how it has an impact in our society? In fact, most people have never even heard of ICLEI.
Well, ICLEI is a non-government organization that's basically accredited by the United Nations to adopt Agenda 21 in the communities that they work with. Now, they're just one of the many, or there's probably a few thousand, actually, non-government organizations that are all accredited by the United Nations, such as the Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy, the Audubon Society. You have quite a few, and they're some very large ones. And ICLEI just happens to, they happen to have the software for implementing this, and we pay every, basically, I found out every city in our county plus the county itself is contracted with ICLEI.
In other words, the local community forms a contract with an international subversive organization because these are subversive ideas. They're intent upon, of course, transforming our society from a free society into a totally regulated and controlled society in violation of all the concepts of our Constitution, the basic concepts about which made America different. But basically what it does is to transfer control to a bureaucracy to rule the people. It is a blueprint for serfdom. Would that be a fair statement?
I think it's headed that way. Yes, I believe that they plan on, as they say in their own documents, Local Action 21 will introduce management instruments that will ensure unwavering implementation, effective monitoring, and continual improvement of municipal sustainable management. Now, I'd say that they're basically telling us unwavering implementation of Agenda 21. And so, yeah, they would have to have a bureaucracy set up for that and to control us. that's the way I see it.
Right. Well, now, what does Agenda 21 say about, say, a use of electricity or use of cars?
Well, of course, they want to reduce that. They want to reduce water consumption quite a bit. They want to reduce... they want us on bicycles instead of in cars. They've convinced a lot of people in our state, city governments that this is the way to go.
And basically what they've done is they've blocked implementation of water policies that would allow adequate water here in the area where I live. They wanted to put a dam in 25 years ago. They were effectively blocked. Why? Because they didn't want a solution. They wanted a problem so they could justify restricting water use. They want to get you down to about 10 gallons a day from probably 120 or 30 gallons a day if you take a shower every day, if you water your garden. Oh, we can't allow that. Flush your toilets. Why, you've got to quit flushing your toilets so often. Wasting water. You know, we're really running out of water. And we're running out of clean air. We're running out of natural resources. We're going to have to just change our way of life, at least for us common folks. Go right ahead, Kevin.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Written to him and thanked him for getting this information out. So do you think there's a growing awareness of what this is all about up in Napa?
Yes, there's a growing awareness, and I'm getting some support. The other thing I do is I contact other people all over the, you know, around the country that are also trying to stop it themselves, such as I just met up in Spokane, Washington with Meg Dougherty, learning what they're doing up there with their petition program and getting it on the ballot so people can actually vote for it, or vote against it, I should say. And then also visiting with Nikki Rapana up in Alaska and talking with her about it for over 8 hours. She's collected over 15,000 government documents on Agenda 21 and the communitarian philosophy behind it. And then plus in our own local community, or actually in Santa Rosa, there's actually Democrats against United Nations Agenda 21. I talked with Rosa Corey over there. That's K-O-I-R-E. And she is, she's pretty amazing. She was fighting the redevelopment plans over there, and she called it, they were trying to basically recreate downtown Santa Rosa and spend basically millions of dollars to do it. And she's just like, we don't have the money to do this. So she tried to fight it for 3 years. And finally they lost the case, but they prevented the city from starting the project, which would have just, they were already going, you know, they would have bankrupted that city basically. And so she didn't understand really the big overall plan until she discovered what Agenda 21 Sustainable Development was. And now she's, like I said, she's got her own website, Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, which is almost funny when you consider they have a Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, and you don't even read about it in the Birch Society site. So things seem backwards almost, but she's really committed over there. And
well, there are people all across the country. People have to understand that you're not alone. What you need if you're out across the country is to find people who will take a stand on this. And certainly a few people up in Spokane are going to be able to neutralize this. People there in Fort Collins in Colorado. People all across the country are waking up, and they're putting the information out. And when people begin to understand what's going on, why, of course, then they will join. But people have to take the initiative, and Kevin's taken the initiative in Napa where he lives, and certainly you, if you are listening out there, and you really want to protect your community, you need to get the information out. We have, fortunately, here in the Santa Cruz area where I live, we have Michael Shaw and the Freedom Advocates, and Michael's doing a great job getting information out on this Agenda 21 on ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And what we need is for people to understand that these are subversive movements. The people who lead these should be arrested and tried for treason, because these are treasonous activities. But this is financed by some of the most wealthy people in the world. And they really want to destroy America. When you understand that, it really makes sense. Otherwise, none of this makes sense. In fact, you must have sort of almost wanted to pinch yourself when you first found out about it, didn't you, Kevin?
When I first found out about it, it was like living in two different worlds, a parallel universe. Yes, it seems very, very strange that we could have a program that was started in 1992, basically, at the Rio Earth Conference, and basically transforming America at every level of government, and nobody knows about it. It's amazing. Yeah. I was like, wow, this is unreal. And then to find out basically that a lot of people, because they're not told by the media to worry about it, they just kind of, that's why their eyes glaze over. They wait for the media to tell them how to think. And so and I know I was probably like that also. I was waiting for Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage to tell me how to think. My wife will tell you that. So there I was.
Well, don't feel bad. You know, the difficulty is that you've got to be able to find out the information, then begin to think for yourself. Realize that Sean Hannity and certainly Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh are the finest conservatives that money could buy. They're paid a great deal of money not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal what's going on, to talk about patriotism, to talk about love of country, but never to tell the people the whole truth. Because if you tell people the whole truth, you lose your job, you use your platform. I've known people in the media who knew what was going on, but didn't dare speak out. They wanted to keep their jobs. And maybe they did more good there. But it's up to you and I to get the information and to get it out. Our guest is Kevin Eggers. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
America, land that I love.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest is Kevin Akers, and we're talking about Agenda 21 and ICWI. And Kevin, before we go on, do you have a website, a blog site you'd like to get out there?
I basically myself don't have any kind of website yet. So I can recommend a few, like, I just had a list here, so let me get it out. Okay. Yeah, obviously there's Freedom Advocates, Michael Shaw's website, and www.freedomadvocates.org, where you can find excellent information on Agenda 21 and ICWI itself. And the other, there's a few other ones that I'd like to just give out. There's the Anti-Communitarian League by Nikki Rapana, and that's at nord.twu.net /ACL/. Both of those are excellent websites to learn about Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. So.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Kevin Akers. He's talking about sustainable development, really about Agenda 21, and Agenda 21 is how you bring about sustainable development. It is a United Nations plan. And basically, the three things that you need to read, one is the Earth Charter, one is Agenda 21, and the third, of course, is the Global Biodiversity Assessment Program. And basically, if you read those three things, you'll know exactly what they're doing and they understand why they're offshoring our jobs and outsourcing our jobs and certainly bringing in illegal immigrants and legal immigrants, both to take away our jobs, to lower the living standards of the American people, because this is how you destroy our nation. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to understand that it's not that they're incompetent. They could seal the border tomorrow with Mexico. No, they want the illegal immigrants coming in and taking away your jobs and bankrupting our Social Security system. They want to send our jobs overseas and our manufacturing and our wealth overseas so we can lower the living standards here. They want to raise the price of electricity with the smart meters and by taking out the dams and by blocking the use of nuclear energy, because they want to drive up the price of electricity and so you're not going to be able to use so much. But, you know, when you tell people those things, Kevin, they sort of look at you, their eyes glaze over, and they find it difficult to believe. How are we going to get people to start thinking?
Well, that's the thing. That's the secret. I'm sure that many people involved in this would love to know that secret. But I have found, though, that the writing articles does help. Joining organizations also such, and to tell you the truth, I don't belong to really any organization other than the Republican Party, and that's only so when they call I can tell them what they're doing wrong, and because I'm afraid to connect with an organization only because you're labeled so quickly. If you join a so-called conservative organization, you're labeled as a Republican, and then you're basically told, basically you become part of the right and this right and left conflict, which really is dividing this country. And of course, that's what I think Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh's job is to basically keep us divided. And so we're pointing fingers at the branches and the limbs while this Agenda 21 root continues to grow. And we continue to blame Obama when we know that Bush was just as much responsible for this and previous presidents. So it's it's very tough. How do you tell people when there's such a division that the first thing we do when we find out we don't like something is, oh, they're a liberal or they're a Democrat. It's pretty tough in this country. Or you're a radical because you don't think like either of them. But I believe that we are making headway. I was just contacted by the Bay Area Patriots. They want me to put up a booth over there at their coming event, and they've been trying to find somebody for a few months now to actually put Agenda 21 up. So they're learning. And
now, are they going to have a big meeting, or are they going to have a, what are they going to have?
It's called the Grupo Palooza. It's September 26th. This coming weekend, basically.
Where's it going to be?
I'm reading it right now because I've never been there before. I'll get that information to you. Let's see. It was the Mill Valley, and I'm sorry, I just.
Well, I hope that you'll mention something about Radio Liberty, or we can get you some of our cards.
Yeah, I will do that. I'm sorry. I just don't see it here on the website.
Well, they are the organizations. Certainly, we were at a conference together this last weekend, Kevin and I, and there were people that have something, the North Bay Patriots, and that they have something like 1,600 people on their email list, and they put on demonstrations in Civic Center in San Francisco, and they're doing a great job. Is that the organization you're talking about?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, certainly they're well worth it of your support. I hope you'll go, hope you get the information out, and I hope you'll talk to people about Radio Liberty, because, of course, the reason we do what we do is so that people can listen to programs like this and begin to put the things together. People have to understand that there is a master plan. These things are not happening. It is coordinated, and it is a conspiracy because it's done in secret. And when two people get together and work together in secret, that's a conspiracy. Well, here we're talking about thousands of people. And why doesn't anybody hear about it? Why? Because they control the media, and they don't want you to hear about it. But believe me, when, of course, the leaders of communities all across America will know what's going on, but the people in those communities don't. This certainly means that we do not have a free and open and certainly not a representative society. Believe me, the people are organized locally, they think locally, they act locally, they work to take over our local control of our county boards of supervisors, they take over control of our city councils, and if somebody tries to buck them, well, I had one fellow here in Santa Cruz who tried to buck them. He ended up at the foot of the cliff with his head bashed in. His name was Steve Lindsay, a good friend of mine. These people are ruthless. Otherwise, we had a couple of women who ran for the Board of Supervisors, and they would get these harassing calls all night, day after day after day, to break them down psychologically. I know they tried to do the same thing with me many years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with people who are neither honest nor have integrity. But of course, it's all about power. This is not imaginary, it's real. Let's go to Mario, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you can't be frightened. You do what's right. You try to get the information out. And because my friend who lost his life, I kept telling him, this is not a game. This is not a game. And he really thought it was a game. It's not a game. This is a very serious business we're involved in. Mario, how are you doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
I'm good. Can you hear me all right? Your call screener said that there was an echo on the line.
Well, right now you sound great to me.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. I wanted to make a comment about this whole Agenda 21 thing. I was reading on freedomadvocates.org. I can't remember the name of the publication published by ICLEI.
Okay, and basically that's an excellent website, freedomadvocates.org. Go ahead.
Okay, and the introduction to that book, it says that it gives this idea that nobody knows if sustainable development is possible on a global level, but there's been a growing consensus that if it is ever to be achieved on a global level, it will have to work up to that stage from the local level. And so the primary, my understanding of it then is that the primary thrust for the implementation of Agenda 21 on a global scale is right at the local level.
You think you think globally, you act locally. That's what it's all about, Mario.
Yes, community government. It's not what people think it is, though.
Well, people tend to think it's big, super powerful bankers and secret societies, like superhuman secret societies, when actually I think probably the primary thrust is ordinary people at the local level that personally subscribe to the environmentalist agenda. And
you're absolutely right, Mario, but their minds, many of them, have been conditioned by the people who control the media. The media really dictates this whole thing. It conceals the truth. It conditions people to believe that the polar bear is about to become extinct, that we are going to be flooded, you know, by the massive rise of the oceans because of global warming, and they keep telling these lies over and over again. Yes, they use certainly stupid people locally. They call them useful idiots. And these people are recruited into this. They believe in it. But, of course, behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces, because this is basically a manifestation of a pantheistic religion. There is a conspiracy. It is a spiritual conspiracy. It involves people of great wealth who control the media. It involves people of great wealth who control the foundations. And as Kevin has pointed out in his community, this is largely funded by a very powerful foundation. But, of course, it's that many of the people involved really don't know where it's going to end up. Wouldn't we all like to have a better society without contamination? It sure sounds good. But the agenda behind this is a establishment of a feudalistic, impoverished society. But go ahead, Mario.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one other thing quickly. I think there are also powerful corporate interests behind it, because many of the executives of powerful companies also subscribe to the Agenda 21 ideas. So it's not just your rank and file citizens, it also is very powerful people as well.
Okay, Kevin, how would you respond to Mario? Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. How would you respond to what Mario said?
Yeah, there are obviously, yes, Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, major corporations are obviously behind this. The funding, many of our foundations are basically funded by the major corporations that are basically pushing this forward. Yeah, people don't understand how the major corporations control most of the our major foundations. I 100% agree. It's the major corporations are definitely behind it. They want the corporatocracy, however you want to state it.
Corporatocracy.
Yeah, thank you.
But you see, the difficulty is that it's simply we look upon corporations, we look upon capitalism, and this seems like an attack on capitalism. America is not a capitalist society. America is a free enterprise society. Capitalism is a system of monopoly, and this is exactly what we have. Why do who actually funds the great environmental organizations? Why they were started out being funded by the oil companies? Why would they want to, you know, fund the environmental movement, which supposedly is aimed at preventing them from doing oil drilling and things of that sort? Why? Very simply, because now they're going to be able to increase the power of government to restrict their competition so that nobody can come and compete with them here in this country. They can go over and buy the oil over in Saudi Arabia, and they can get it in Venezuela, and they can get it in Canada, and they can get it in Nigeria. That's where most of our oil comes from. I think only about 40% of the oil that we have comes from here. The major, of course, oil fields are controlled by the corporations, the major oil corporations, but it's all about using the power of government to block their competition. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Anything else you want to say, Mario?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, and appreciate your staying up late and listening to Radio Liberty back there in Michigan.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And there's so much in this whole thing. You got to be in it a long time, Kevin, before it all begins to come together. But I think you have an amazing grasp of this, you know. How long have you been at it now?
Just about 4 years now. As I told you before, I realized right away that the media was controlling things. As soon as you find out or understand Agenda 21 and who's not talking about it, that pretty much tells you who's controlled and who isn't in this country. And you find out most of your sources of information, many of them are not what you think it is. You know, you probably are being used in some way if they're not talking about Agenda 21. And so that's basically, I guess probably I figured it out 3.5 years ago, this control. And so I guess I was lucky to figure it out so fast.
Well, I think you have a good grasp of this, and it's so important that you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you reach people's lives, and this is the thing. Somebody once said, upon one man's life it is fallen, a light that doth not depart. And a look or a word he had spoken wrought a flame in another man's heart. And I think that you are going to touch people's lives, and they will touch other people. And that is what it is spreading this flame of freedom out there, the sacred flame of liberty, as somebody once said. That was basically somebody had talked about, written a book on George Washington and the sacred flame. Well, he was talking about the sacred flame of liberty, which, of course, George Washington referred to in his inaugural address. The sacred flame of liberty is about to be extinguished in America, but we can maintain it if there are enough people out there who are willing to join Kevin and I and the others in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and, of course, the souls of men. People have to understand behind this whole thing a powerful spiritual force. This whole movement is a pantheistic movement, appeals to people. Well, anything appeals to people as long as it defies, says that Christianity isn't true, but there's a conspiracy against Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. People will never tell you. The Masons took control of the Supreme Court in 1941 and controlled it in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 from 1941 to 1971. Why doesn't any of our leaders tell us that? Why don't our Christian leaders tell us that? Why doesn't our conservative organizations and leaders tell us that? And of course, the Masons have simply bowed out, and other people in other organizations and religions have taken over. In fact, 5 of the current members of the Supreme Court belong to one specific religion that has a globalist agenda. Well, go right ahead, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to make another point. When I was contacted by the Bay Area Patriot...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
That's okay, bud. That's Kevin Akers. And so anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 17th of October. That's a Sunday, actually 4 weeks from yesterday. So you're going to have to, if you're coming, you're going to have to get your reservations in the next 3 weeks because, of course, we have to know a week ahead of time how many people are coming. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We've got great speakers coming from across America. It looks like we're going to get an excellent turnout. So if you want to come and we're going to be serving lunch, you're going to have to be there. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do ask you to hopefully you want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it, and then get other people to read it. If you want to get it in bulk, why, we'll be glad to cut the price down. So you can give it to others. You can certainly watch our the text there at radioliberty.com. That's our website, and there under DVDs, we have it. You can watch it. You can buy the DVD if you want, or you can get it on tape. We also have so much other information. You need to hear our talk on the specter haunting America. The specter haunting America, because, of course, this will give you the background of the problems with vaccines. Are vaccines safe and effective? Well, vaccines are effective, but are they safe? And the thing is, they are not safe, and they're nowhere near as effective. Most of them are not effective, as you've been led to believe. Certainly, it's been wonderful to have done away with polio. The only trouble is, of course, it was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine, and millions of people have died of cancer because of the polio virus in the vaccine. Oh, shucks, it was just a mistake. The original yellow fever virus had a hepatitis B virus, and 25,000 or more of military personnel came down with yellow fever because of the yellow fever vaccine. Many of the vaccines in other third world countries have had abortifacients, in other words, things that would cause women to miscarry. They put them in specifically for population control. And you never know what is in that vaccine you're taking. And, of course, we do know that although we have one in every six children today has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning disability, one in every nine children has severe asthma, one in every 11 to 12 children has severe allergies, one in 66 boys, one in 90 to 100 children has autistic. And you don't see this in children who do not take the vaccines. I wonder why. You very, very seldom see any of these things in the children who haven't taken vaccines. The studies are there, and you're never going to hear about them. That's why you need, of course, to get my talk on the specter haunting America. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. If you get that, you get a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of documentation on the toxicity of mercury. And this is all about fertility control, because the mercury we're leaving in the vaccines, the childhood vaccines we give to those little black children and brown children, because we love them so much, it destroys their fertility. Not only in their generation, but in generations unborn, because it turns off the genetic genes. They use this to epigenetics. They know what they're doing. It's being financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine, foundation, because they love little black and brown children, or maybe there are too many of them. In fact, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is helping to finance the Doomsday Seed Bank up above the Arctic Circle. You need to get the book, Genetic Roulette. Genetic Roulette. You need to get our 4-tape set on genetic engineering, on GMO foods. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. Radio Liberty is listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we could surely use your help. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so, until tomorrow evening at the same time, Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 20 September 2010. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world, wanting to know more about it, and wanting to be able to be healthier. That's right. Mentally, spiritually, and physically healthier. That's what we do at the Power Hour. And we want to find out how to sustain it. How do we stay this way? And how do we remake our world one day at a time? Remaking the world because, well, if we leave it up to them, guess what we're going to have as a result of what they've been doing for the past 50 years? That's right. We kind of turned it over to them, trusted them. They wouldn't hurt us. They're in this world the same way we are. Well, we found out what happened, didn't we? If you watch television this weekend, I'm talking about the cable news networks. What a giant time waster it was. I hope you didn't. I really hope you're not one of those people that says, well, I know what's going on because I watch Fox News. I hope you didn't spend your time watching it. Every once in a while I glanced to see if anything had been blown up or any, you know, domestic terrorists had been found or, you know, the major issues that we sort of kind of watch for. And you know what it was like on the news? It was, well, 20